Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that really matter.
You know the beauty, you know the thing about time? I talked about this before. Time is a function of emotion. When you're having fun, and this is a real thing that I can't remember the research on this now. But when you're having fun, time goes fast. When you are sad, time goes slowly. What happens is that emotions are the energy of life. So how you feel actually determines how you experience time. If you are happy, then you can do your work fast. You can do it with excitement. You can look up and, my God, 8 hours have gone. When you are depressed and unhappy, you can look at the time and be like, oh my God, I've only spent 30 minutes. Because the way we experience time depends on how we feel inside. Our emotions determine our experience of reality. You cannot experience reality different from how you feel. Your feelings color everything. When you are angry, it feels like everything is going wrong. When your heart is, like, this is the beautiful thing. When you are in love, everything is beautiful. The house, the trees, the lights, your neighbor, the gatesman, everybody is beautiful. The trees, when you have your heart broken, those same trees become ugly, terrible. You feel as if that same house that you couldn't leave wants to choke you. Time is an objective phenomenon, but it's also experienced subjectively. If you want to learn about time management, you have to learn about emotion, or what they call self-management. You have to control how you feel. For instance, when you come to the office and you come with enthusiasm, then it's likely that the time will fly by fast.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.